Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Nedarim, Daf Ayin Hey, the 10th Perek, Nar Marasa. So the three tops are going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, one who says to his wife before traveling, Kohen Nedarim Shet Nedarim Mekan, Ad She'avu Mamakom Poni, Harian Kayamim, all Nedarim that you vow, from when I leave here until I return from such and such a place, shall be confirmed. Lo Amar Klum, he has said nothing, because Hakama cannot be made before the Neder exists. Arihan Mufarim, but if he said they shall be revoked, Rabbi Eliezer says the Hafar is valid, and the Chachamim say it is not. Rabbi Eliezer argues, Im Hefer Nedarim Shebalu Chol Iser, if one may revoke Nedarim that already came to prohibition, will Yafer Nedarim Shebalu Chol Iser? Should he not be able to revoke Nedarim that did not come to prohibition? If anything, it should be easier to revoke Nedarim that have not yet taken effect. The Chachamim respond that the Torah wrote Hakama near Hafara, Isha Yikimenu V'Isha Yifarenu, to teach that only Nedarim which can be confirmed are able to be revoked, but Nedarim which have not yet been made and cannot be confirmed, as the mission began, also cannot be revoked. Point number two, the Gemara inquires, according to Eliezer, that one may revoke Nedarim before they are made. Mechachon Uvatlin, do they take effect and then are voided by the Hafara, or Dima Lochon Klau, or do they not take effect at all, meaning does the Hafara prevent their ever taking effect? The Gemara provides a practical difference. Kagon da'atbis acharina bahadin nidra. In a case where someone else linked to this neder, the Ran's example is where she said, I'm a Nazira, and someone said, I am like her. If the neder took effect even for a moment, the second person's neder would also take effect. But if her neder was prevented from taking effect, the second neder would not be valid. The Gemara attempts to resolve the question from our Mishnah, in which Rabbi Eliezer argued that if one may revoke nedarim that have taken effect, certainly he can revoke those which have not. If the Nedarim are prevented from taking effect, the Kal Vachomer is readily understood, for it's easier to prevent their taking effect than to void them. The Gemara rejects as proof. And pointing with you, the Gemara suggests another proof from a Braisa in which the Chachamim argued to Rabbi Eliezer, Umam mikvah shemalas atmein mutumasan, if a mikvah which raises Tamei people from their tumah state, in matzuah tahorin milatame, does not save Tahor people from becoming Tamei, meaning if a person touches tumah while immersed in a mikvah, he still becomes Tamei, Adam Shein Mal is a Tamein Mutumasan, then a person who does not raise tummy items from their tumah, meaning by swallowing and regurgitating a tummy ring, Eno Din Hushul Yatsu Atahorn Mulatame, certainly should not save Tahor items from becoming tummy. Meaning, it should follow that one who swallows a Tahor ring and enters an ohel with a corpse should not protect the ring from becoming tummy. Yet, in truth, it does. The Chachamim thus undermine Rabbi Eliezer's Kal Vachomer with this argument. This indicates that Rabbi Eliezer's ruling would prevent Nedarim from taking effect, just as the cases the Chachamim discussed were preventing Tumah. The Gemara on the next up points out that the latter part of the Braisa would seem to indicate the reverse, and concludes that the Chachamim themselves were uncertain of the mechanics of Rabbi Eliezer's ruling. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, one who says to his wife before traveling, Kohen Nedarim Shet Nedarim Mekan Ad She'avu Mamakom Poni Harein Kayamim, all Nedarim that you vow from when I leave here until I return from such and such a place shall be confirmed, Lo Amar Klum, he has said nothing, because Hakama cannot be made before the Neder exists. Arihan Mufarim, but if he said they shall be revoked, Rabbi Eliezer says the Hafar is valid, and the Chachamim say it is not. Rabbi Eliezer argues, Im Hefer Nedarim Shebalu Chol Iser, if one may revoke Nedarim that already came to prohibition, will Yafer Nedarim Shebalu Chol Iser? Should he not be able to revoke Nedarim that did not come to prohibition? If anything, it should be easier to revoke Nedarim that have not yet taken effect. The Chachamim respond that the Torah wrote Hakama near Hafara, Isha Yikimenu V'Isha Yifarenu, to teach that only Nedarim which can be confirmed are able to be revoked, but Nedarim which have not yet been made and cannot be confirmed, as the mission began, also cannot be revoked. Point number two, the Gemara inquires, according to Eliezer, that one may revoke Nedarim before they are made. Mechachon Uvatlin, do they take effect and then are voided by the Hafara, or Dima Lochon Klau, or do they not take effect at all, meaning does the Hafara prevent their ever taking effect? The Gemara provides a practical difference. Kagon da'atbis acharina bahadin nidra. In a case where someone else linked to this neder, the Ran's example is where she said, I'm a Nazira, and someone said, I am like her. If the neder took effect even for a moment, the second person's neder would also take effect, but if her neder was prevented from taking effect, the second neder would not be valid. The Gemara attempts to resolve the question from our Mishnah, in which Rabbi Eliezer argued that if one may revoke nedarim that have taken effect, certainly he can revoke those which have not. If the Nedarim are prevented from taking effect, the Kal Vachomer is readily understood, for it's easier to prevent their taking effect than to void them. The Gemara rejects as proof. And pointing with you, the Gemara suggests another proof from a Braisa in which the Chachamim argued to Rabbi Eliezer, Umam mikvah shemalas atmein mutumasan, if a mikvah which raises Tamei people from their tumah state, in matzua tahorim milatame does not save tahor people from becoming tame, meaning if a person touches tuma while immersed in a mikveh, he still becomes tame. Adam shein malas a tamein mitumasin, then a person who does not raise tame items from their tuma, meaning by swallowing and regurgitating a tame ring, eno din hu shul yatzu at tahorim milatame, certainly should not save tahor items from becoming tame. Meaning, it should follow that one who swallows a tahor ring and enters an ohel with a corpse should not protect the ring from becoming tame. Yet, in truth, it does. The Chachamim thus undermine Rabbi Yezer's Kal v'Chomer with this argument. This indicates that Rabbi Yezer's ruling would prevent Nadarim from taking effect, just as the cases the Chachamim discussed were preventing Tuma. The Gemara on the next up points out that the latter part of the Brisa would seem to indicate the reverse, and concludes that the Chachamim themselves were uncertain of the mechanics of Rabbi Yezer's ruling. Alright, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Ein Hey, and this Simmer was suggested to us by David Zev Glickman from London, as well as Gedalia Weiss. They both suggested that Ein Hey is an Am HaAretz. So here goes. The Am HaAretz, who told his wife, all the darn you make from now until I return from the Am HaAretz convention are revoked, was so upset when he received word that his wife's friend was Matfis a Neder on his wife's revoked Neder, that he missed his favorite convention competition of who can swallow the most rings to save him from becoming Tame. Once again, in slow motion. The Am HaAretz, that must be one of Ayin Hey, Am HaAretz. The Am HaAretz who told his wife, on the darn you make from now until I return from the Am HaAretz convention, are revoked, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, one who says to his wife before traveling, on the darn that you vow from when I leave here until I return from such and such a place, shall be confirmed, lo amar klum, he has said nothing because hakama cannot be made before the nether exists. Hari and Mufarim, but if he said they shall be revoked, Rabbi Yezer says the hafar is valid and the Chachamim say it is not. So the Am HaAretz who told his wife, on the darn you make from now until I return from the Am HaAretz convention, are revoked, was so upset when he received word that his wife's friend was Matfis a Neder on his wife's revoked Neder, which reminds us, the Gemara inquires, according to Rabbi Yezer, that one may revoke Nedarim before they are made, Mechal Chalin Uvatlin, do they take effect and then are voided by the Hafara? Or Dibbel Chalin Kla, or do they not take effect at all? Meaning, does the Hafara prevent their ever taking effect? The Gemara provides a practical difference. In a case where someone else linked to this netter, the Ron's example is where she said, I'm a Nazira, and someone said, I'm like her. If the netter took effect, even for a moment, the second person's netter would also take effect, but if her netter was prevented from taking effect, the second netter would not be valid. So the Am HaAretz who told his wife, on the darm you make from now until I return from the Am HaAretz convention, are revoked, was so upset when he received word that his wife's friend was Matfis a Neder on his wife's revoked Neder, that he missed his favorite convention competition of who can swallow the most rings to save them from becoming Tame. Which reminds us, the Gemara suggests another proof from a Brisa in which the Chachamim argued to Rabbi Eliezer, if a mikveh which raises Tame people from their Tuma state does not save Tahor people from becoming Tame, meaning if a person touches Tuma while immersed in a mikveh, he still becomes Tame. Adam she'ein malas a tamein mutumasin, then a person who does not raise tummy items from their tumah by swallowing and regurgitating a tummy ring, eino din shul yatzu a tahorin mulatame, suin should not save tahor items from becoming tame. Meaning, it shall follow that one who swallows a tahor ring and enters an ola with a corpse should not protect the ring from becoming tame. Yet in truth it does. The Chachamim thus undermine Rabbi Yezer's Kal v'Chomer with this argument. So once again, the Am HaAretz who told his wife, on the darm you make from now until I return from the Am HaAretz convention, are revoked, was so upset when he received word that his wife's friend was Matfis a Neder on his wife's revoked Neder, that he missed his favorite convention competition of who can swallow the most rings to save them from becoming Tame. All right, so now it's time for a four blah back Chazara. Daf Ein Off. So the Simmer Daf Ein Off is a donkey going E-ah. So here goes. The donkey driver, that must be Daf Ein Off, E-ah. The donkey driver who came to pick up his poor daughter, who vowed as an arusa, and then was divorced and betrothed, and divorced 100 times that day, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nadra vihi arusa, nisgarshibo b'yom, she vowed as an arusa, and was divorced on that day, nisgarshibo b'yom, afilu ameya, and then she was betrothed again, even to 100 men successfully, avia ubala acharon mefirin in the reha. Her father and last husband may join to revoke her nadarim. So the donkey driver who came to pick up his poor daughter, who vowed as an arusa, and then was divorced and betrothed and divorced 100 times that day, heard her last arus be made for her nadarim, that the first arus could have revoked, which reminds us, Gemara asks, where do we know that the last husband may even revoke nadarim that were fit for the first husband to revoke? Shmuel provides a source, v'imahayu tiyel le'ish u'nadareha aleha, and if she will be married to a man, and her nadarim are upon her. Nadarim shayu aleha kvar, this implies even a darn that were upon her from before can be revoked by the second husband. So the donkey driver who came to pick up his poor daughter, who vowed as an arusa, and then was divorced and betrothed and divorced 100 times that day, heard her last arus be made for her nadarim, that the first arus could have revoked, because he was concerned that divorce might be equal to a hakama, and he might remarry her that day. Which reminds us, the Gemara inquires, gerushin kishtika damya o kahakama damya? Is divorce equal to silence or hakama? The Ran explains that since the husband is aware that by divorcing her, he will not be able to revoke her nadarim, divorcing her without revoking her nadarim may be tantamount to a hakama of her nadarim, similar to silence for a full day. The Gemara explains the practical outcome of this inquiry. Kagon shenadru v'shama bala, in a case where she vowed and her husband heard, v'gerush v'hadru v'yomi, and he divorced her and remarried her on the same day. Daf Ayin Beis. So the Simper Daf Ayin Beis is a thick piece, a birthday cake. So here goes. The man who divorced his wife who made a neder nati from his birthday cake that must be more daf Ayin Beis, a thick piece of birthday cake. The man who divorced his wife who made a neder nati from his birthday cake and then remarried her the same day and was unable to mate for a neder from before the marriage, which reminds the Gemara attempts to prove that a divorce is like a coming from a Mishnah, which states that if a woman vowed on that day and her husband divorced her and remarried her on that day, he cannot revoke the neder. Apparently, he could not revoke the neder because the divorce was tantamount to hakama. The Gemara answers, Hakaba Nesua Askin. Here we are speaking about a Nesua, and the husband cannot revoke Nadarim from the previous marriage because he can never revoke Nadarim from before his marriage except where she remained in Arusa and in the father's domain. So the man who divorced his wife who made a neder not to eat from his birthday cake and then remarried her the same day and was unable to mate for her neder from before the marriage realized that there was so much noise at the party that he wouldn't be able to hear her nadarim, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama inquired, Bal Maushi Yafir Bola Shamia, can the husband revoke nadarim without hearing them? Do we say that the pasuk which states, Vashami Isha and her husband heard, is a prerequisite for Hafara or not? So, the man who divorced his wife who made a neder not to eat from his birthday cake, and then remarried her the same day, and was unable to make for her neder from before the marriage, realized that there was so much noise at the party that he wouldn't be able to hear her nadarim. So he made a shliach for the remainder of the party to revoke all her vows, which reminds us that this machlokas of a shliach can revoke nadarim. Daf Ayin Gimel. So the simmer Daf Ayin Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. The deaf man mixing the giant ostrich egg's yolk. Giant ostrich egg? That must be one Daf Ayin Gimel. The deaf man mixing the giant ostrich egg's yolk and white in a tiny mixing bowl, which reminds us. Rami Bar Chama inquired, Cheresh Maushi Yafir Le'ishto, can a deaf man revoke nadarim of his wife? If one does not need to hear his wife's nadarim to revoke them, perhaps that's only because he's capable of hearing them, but someone deaf who is incapable of hearing them might not be able to revoke them. This is based on the principle taught by Rabbi Zera, Kohar Ruilo Bila Ein Bila Ma'akevas Bo, any mincha, which is fit for mixing, the mixing is not critical to it, and even if it's not mixed, the mincha is valid. But Koshe Ein Ruilo Bila, Bila Ma'akevas Bo, and any mincha which is not fit for mixing, the mixing is critical, and the lack of mixing invalidates the mincha. Or do we say the Torah did not intend the husband's hearing as a requirement at all? So the deaf man mixing the giant ostrich egg's yolk and white in a tiny mixing bowl splattered the yolk on the face of the man who was being made for the nadarim of two wives at one time, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Bal Maushi Yafir L'shtei Nashim B'Bas Halchas, can a husband revoke nadarim of two wives simultaneously? Osa Dafka or Lav Dafka is the word her in the pasuk of Hafar meant specifically to only allow Hafar of one wife at a time or not? So the deaf man mixing the giant ostrich egg's yolk and white in a tiny mixing bowl splattered the yolk on the face of the man who was being made for the nadarim of two wives at one time, but not those nadarim of his arusa who reached the appointed time for marriage. Which reminds us, the next mishnah speaks about an arusa who has reached the time by which nesuin was supposed to be performed, and the husband must support her as if she were nesua. Rabbi Eliezer says, since her husband is chayv in her mazonos, he can revoke her nadarim. The Chachamim hold that he cannot revoke nadarim until she enters his domain with the actual nesuin. Daf Ayin Dalet. So the simmer Daf Ayin Dalet is a witness. So here goes. The two witnesses, that must be one Daf Ayin Dalet, aid. The two witnesses on the scene of a Yavam, revoking the neder of his Yavama, which reminds us, the next mission presents three opinions regarding the ability of a Yavam to revoke the nedarim of Yavama. Rabbi Eliezer holds that even where there are multiple Yavam, the Yavam who performed Maimer may revoke nedarim, as the Gemara will explain. Rabbi Yeshua takes a middle approach. If there's a single Yavam, then he may revoke the Yavam as nedarim. But if there are multiple Yavam, then no one may revoke nedarim. Rabbi Akiva says a Yavam can never revoke nedarim of the Yavam because she is not his proper wife, even after Maimer. So the two witnesses on the scene of a Yavam revoking the neder of his Yavama knew that things were going to get out of control when he told his brothers that because he had performed Maimer, he was no less than an ordinary Arus, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, how is it possible that Rabbi Eliezer can allow one of two Yavamim to revoke nedarim, even if he would hold that the Zika bond between a Yavam and Yavam were strong enough to be like Erison and allow for Hafara, but if there are two Yavamim, it is yet indeterminate who will perform Yivam, so neither Hafara should be valid. Rabbi Ami explained that the Mishnah is speaking where one Yavam performed Maimer, and Rabbi Eliezer holds like Beishami that Maimer, Konin, Kinyan, Gamur, Maimer affects a complete acquisition of the Yavam in Midaraisa, placing her in that specific Yavam's domain, even for Nadarim. So, the two witnesses on the scene of a Yavam, revoking the neder of his Yavama, knew that things were going to get out of control when he told his brothers that because he had performed Maimer, he was no less than an ordinary Arus. And they called in a rabbi who announced that a Yavam is not considered a full-fledged wife for other matters, and therefore even a lone Yavam cannot revoke Nadarim of a Yavama, which reminds us. Rabbi Akiva taught that we never differentiate between one Yavam and two. Ukshar Dvarim ken Nadarim. Just as for other matters, the Yavam is not considered married, so too with Hafara of Nadarim. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Hey explains that the other matters in which Yavama differs from a wife refers to an accepted fact that the Yavama, even after Maimer, will not be liable to death by stoning for adultery like a Nar Arusa would. Rabbi Akiva showed from this that a Yavama, even of a single Yavam, is not a full-fledged wife, even after Maimer. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do we discuss whether a deaf man can revoke his wife's nedarim? That's on daf Ayin Gimel. Good. Number 2, which daf do we keep it taught that we never differentiate between one Yavam and two? Ukshar Dvarim ken nedarim. And just as for other matters, the Yavam is not considered married, so too with Hafara. That's on daf Ayin Dalet. Good. Number 3, which daf do we machlokes is in a case when one says to his wife, before traveling, on the darim that you vow, from when I leave here until I return from such and such a place, shall be revoked. That's on daf Ayin Hey. Good. Number 4, which daf do we discuss what if one explicitly said, confirmed for you for an hour and revoked after an hour? That's on daf Ayin. Good. Number 5, which daf do we have three opinions regarding the ability of a Yavam to revoke the nedarim of a Yavama? That's on daf Ayin Dalet. Good. Number 6, which daf do we learn if one swallows a tahor ring and enters an ohel with a corpse, he protects the ring from becoming tame? That's on daf Ayin Hey. Good. Number 7, which daf do we discuss what if one made hakama contingent on a hafara? That's on daf Samach Tes. Good. Number 8, which daf do we machokas if a shaliach can revoke nedarim? That's on daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number 9, which daf do we learn according to Rabbi Eliezer that one may revoke nedarim before they are made? What would be the din if a wife said, I am a Nazira, and another person was matvis in the neder and said, I am like her? That's on daf Ayin Hey. Good. Number 10, which daf do we learn the source that the last husband may even revoke nedarim that were fit for the first husband to revoke? That's on daf Ayin Olive. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.